Welcome to History Uncovered, the Mad Scientist podcast, where we explore the stories behind some of the most fascinating events in history. I'm your host, Anna, and today we're going to talk about the Titanic. The ship that was famously called unsinkable, but met a tragic fate on its maiden voyage in 1912. The Titanic was a marvel of engineering and luxury. It was the largest and most expensive passenger ship ever built at the time, measuring over 880 feet long and weighing more than 46,000 tons. It had four massive funnels, three propellers, and could reach speeds of up to 24 knots. It was designed to accommodate over 2,000 passengers and 900 crew members, and it offered a range of amenities that were unheard of in those days, such as electric lights, telephones, elevators, swimming pools, a gymnasium, a library, and a grand staircase. The Titanic set sail from Southampton, England on April 10, 1912, bound for New York City. It was carrying some of the wealthiest and most prominent people in the world, such as John Jacob Astor IV, Benjamin Guggenheim, Isidore and Ida Strauss, and Margaret Molly Brown. It also had hundreds of immigrants who were seeking a better life in America. The ship was under the command of Captain Edward Smith, who was regarded as one of the most experienced and respected captains in the industry. The first 4 days of the voyage were smooth and uneventful. The passengers enjoyed the lavish facilities and entertainment on board, while the crew performed their duties with efficiency and professionalism. The weather was clear and calm, and the sea was like a mirror. Everything seemed perfect. But on the night of April 14, everything changed. At 11:40 p.m., the Titanic struck an iceberg in the North Atlantic Ocean. The impact caused a series of holes along the starboard side of the ship, allowing water to flood into six of its 16 watertight compartments. The ship's design could withstand up to four compartments being flooded, but not six. The Titanic was doomed. The crew tried to send out distress signals and launch lifeboats. But they faced many challenges and difficulties. There were not enough lifeboats for everyone on board, and many of them were launched only partially filled due to confusion and panic. Some passengers refused to leave the ship, believing it was safer than the freezing water. Others were prevented from reaching the lifeboats by barriers of class and gender. The wireless operators worked tirelessly to contact nearby ships for help, but their messages were either ignored or misunderstood by other vessels. As the Titanic slowly sank into the ocean, it became a scene of horror and despair. People screamed, prayed, cried, sang, or jumped into the water. Some tried to help each other, while others fought for survival. Some died from hypothermia or drowning, while others were crushed by falling debris or sucked into the vortex created by the sinking ship. The last survivors were rescued by the Carpathia, a ship that arrived on the scene around 4 a.m., more than 2 hours after the Titanic had disappeared. The Titanic disaster shocked and saddened the world. It claimed the lives of more than 1,500 people out of the 2,224 on board. It also exposed the flaws and failures of human arrogance, negligence, and inequality. It sparked inquiries and reforms in maritime safety and regulations. And it inspired countless books, movies, songs, and legends that have kept its memory alive for over a century. That's all for today's episode of History Uncovered. Thank you for listening and join us next time for another fascinating story from history.